From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated on Sunday that Indonesia's next year G20 presidency crystallizes the global community expectation of an equitable recovery from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesia's G20 presidency can be said as not only a great challenge, but also a hope. By bringing up the theme, Recover Together, Recover Stronger, Indonesia encourages joint efforts for the recovery of the world economy. There is a global scale, cooperation is necessary to prevent prolonged crisis, particularly to help the poorest and most vulnerable countries. Head of Bank Indonesia's Banknotes Management Department, Marlison Hakim, said on Sunday that Bank Indonesia is committed to continuing the mission to distribute mint-conditioned rupiah banknotes across the country despite geographic and money circulation challenges. Bank Indonesia is also vigilant to prevent illegal utilization of foreign currency as the medium of exchange, as Indonesia recognizes rupiah as the only legal tender in the country. Despite the existing challenges, Hakim reiterated the central bank's commitment to optimizing its service coverage to ensure banknotes availability nationwide. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi has targeted to complete the construction of the new Mentawai Airport in Mentawai Island District, West Sumatra Province, in August 2022. He noted in his statement on Saturday that the new Mentawai Airport will replace the Rokot Sipora Airport, which currently has an 850-meter-long runway and can only accommodate grand caravan aircraft. Hence, a new runway will be built to accommodate larger aircraft. His side has prepared a budget worth 547 billion rupiah for construction of the new Mentawai Airport, whose work has currently reached 42% completion. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken encouraged Tunisia's leader to make reforms to respond to Tunisians' hopes for democratic progress. The U.S. State Department said on Sunday, nearly 4 months after President Kais Saied seized political power. It added that Blinken and Saied discussed recent developments in Tunisia, including the formation of the new government and steps to alleviate the economic situation. Thousands of people gathered in central Brussels on Sunday to protest against the reinforced COVID-19 measures that the government has imposed to counter the latest spike in coronavirus cases. The protest march lined up behind a huge banner saying, "Together for Freedom." There were smoke bombs and firecrackers, but there was no violence during the early part of the march, which was due to conclude outside European Union headquarters. German politicians are debating making COVID-19 vaccination compulsory for citizens in light of soaring infections and low inoculation rates. Several members of Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc said on Sunday that federal and state governments should introduce compulsory vaccination sooner, as other efforts to push up Germany's low inoculation rate of just 68% have failed. Germany's 7-day coronavirus incidence rate rose to the highest level since the pandemic began for the 14th consecutive day on Sunday, reaching 372.7 nationwide. Over 1 week after some 200 nations struck an agreement aimed at intensifying global efforts to fight climate change, French Minister of Finance Bruno Le Maire warned on Sunday that the cost of the energy transition will be much higher than expected. revealing in French strong economic rebound from the devastation of the pandemic, he was in the Gulf Arab Sheikhdom to discuss joint investment in a wide range of fields, from port infrastructure to hydrogen fuel and renewable energy. The United Arab Emirates has publicly pledged to have net zero carbon emission by 2050, among a list of countries that made the long-range, steel-backed commitment before the climate summit in Glasgow opened earlier this month. That was the news. Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa Salman Al-Farizi was elected as Secretary General of the Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA for the period 2022-2024. This was determined at the 21st IORA ministerial meeting in Dhaka, Bangladesh, recently. IORA is the pioneer and the only regional organization with coverage throughout Indian Ocean region. The main priority within the IORA framework is to strengthen economic, maritime, and sustainable development cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. Currently, IORA has 23 member countries and 9 dialogue partners. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the election of a representative from Indonesia as the Secretary General of the IORA was a matter of a great pride. She also expressed her appreciation for the process of selecting the Secretary General, which was carried out in a balanced, transparent, and inclusive manner. According to Minister Retno, this is important to strengthen IORA's institutional capacity. She also emphasized that in a present challenging situation, IORA members have no choice but unite and collaborate to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic together and encourage economic recovery. Therefore, Minister Retno Marsudi called on the member countries to work together, and recover stronger. The election of an Indonesian representative to occupy the highest strategic position in IORA is the first time since the organization formation in 1997. This is inseparable from their diplomatic efforts that have been carried out so far. Indonesia has always played an active role in the IORA. In 2017, IORA held the first summit in Indonesia and commemorated the 20th anniversary of IORA's founding. So, what are the benefits that can be obtained by Indonesia with a position as a Secretary General in the Association of Indian Ocean Rim Countries? The position as Secretary General of IORA is expected to contribute to the development of Indonesia's marine-based economy. At the same time, it also raises the profiles of Indonesia's leaderships in the international arena. In addition, because the Indonesian economy is one of the best among other IORA members, there is a possibility that member countries can become markets for Indonesian commodities, both finished and semi-finished products. Today in history will begin on the event on November 22, 1963, when the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in Dallas occurred. United States President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, by 3 gunshot while crossing downtown Dallas in Cadillac convertible. He was immediately taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas for emergency assistance, but he died 30 minutes later. President John F. Kennedy died at the age of 46. Until now, the motive for the assassination is still unclear, especially since the alleged killer of the president has also been executed by the Presidential Guard. Next event was in 1986. Mike Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight champion. After celebrating his 20th birthday, American heavyweight Mike Tyson won the WBC World Boxing Champion in Las Vegas on November 22, 1986. He defeated defending Canadian champion Trevor Burbick with KO in round 2. The win made Mike Tyson's name engraved in history as the youngest heavyweight world champion. Mike Tyson was involved in several legal cases. In 1995, after being released from prison in Indiana, Mike Tyson declared convert to Islam and changed his name, Malik Abdul Aziz. After being declared bankrupt by the court in August 2003, Mike Tyson finally withdrew completely from the boxing world in June 2005. We end today in history with the event in 1989 when the Lebanese President René Mouawad killed in bomb attack. On November 22, 1989, Lebanese President René Mouawad was killed when a bomb exploded on a street in West Beirut as his motorcade passed by. At that time, he had only served as president for 17 days. The explosion was so powerful, the bulletproof Mercedes limousine that the president was driving was thrown off the road. This explosion occurred minutes after the president held a celebration of Lebanon's Independence Day. In this incident, at least 23 other people were reportedly killed, including 10 bodyguards of Mouawad. One of the bomb disposal police officers at the time, Colonel Mohammad Kashab, revealed that the bomb was hidden in a small shop and detonated by remote control.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Fork off the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus
Du richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo steps out to stop not only the export of raw materials such as nickel ore, but also bauxite. In Jakarta last Thursday, he emphasized that after the smelters or mining refining site in Gresik East Java has been completed, bauxite export will also be stopped. According to the president, this export cessation is intended so that the Indonesian people can gain added value and create the widest possible employment opportunities. President Joko Widodo said that during the recent G20 meeting, many countries have complained about Indonesia's nickel export ban policy. Although this policy will make a number of countries be unable to accept it and will report it to the World Trade Organization, WTO, President Joko Widodo did emphasize that he will continue the downstream process of the mining raw material industry. If any country sues, Indonesia will face it. President Joko Widodo further stated that this is an opportunity for Indonesia to integrate major domestic industries. He does not want Indonesia to lose the opportunity to become a major player in the global industrial arena. He added that Indonesia must speak out loudly against all property rights that have been controlled by foreigners. Minerals and coal must be the foundation in order to advance the Indonesian nation. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga said that Indonesia has the right to regulate trade in its strategic resources. Moreover, it has something to do with the interests of the wider community and sustainable economic interests as well. Nickel is one of the materials to make batteries of various kinds, including for electric cars, which are becoming a world trend. Indonesia is the main nickel producer in the world. So, it is not surprising that international markets are interested in Indonesian nickel. The government seeks to optimize the contribution of nickel to the economy and national interest. With efforts against the lawsuit against the restrictions on nickel export, Deputy Minister Jerry Sambuaga hopes that the nickel-based industry can also grow by taking advantage of this momentum. Thus, the nickel trade and industry will provide the highest added value, as President Joko Widodo has affirmed. Chairman of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, fully supports President Joko Widodo's policy. He said that Indonesia does not need to be afraid of the threat from European countries that will bring this problem to the World Trade Organization, WTO. This is the right time to show Indonesia's sovereignty.
Bersamamu ku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Liang Petang Cave, located in Batu Tering Village, Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara, is 30 kilometers from Sumbawa Besar City. This cave is a tourist attraction that can spur adrenaline when you enter it. Liang Petang is a combination of the words Liang, which means cave or hole, and Petang, which means night or dark. As the name implies, this cave is very dark. Inside the Liang Petang cave, there are several interesting things that also keep a mystery. Because in the cave, there are several rooms that have not been explored until now. In this cave, there is a stone corpse, which, according to estimate, is a human fossil that has been petrified. In addition, in the same place, also found antique objects such as bale-bale or beds, pottery, and even looms. On the other side, there is a hermitage and a spring that is still used by people who believed in it. Because the condition of the floor is slippery with moss and bad droppings, you need a local guide to explore this 500 meters long cave. The guide will usually provide lighting to facilitate your adventure. You will be amazed to see exotic sights of stalagmites and stalactites, which are found in this Liang Petang cave, because the stalagmites and stalactites in this place are unique and varied.
Namaku Ajay Jai, marganya Alay. Sedang gelisah karena masalah cinta. Pacarku Lingling, anak dari Bapak Aming. Hatinya kecewa karena ku main gila. Sekarang ceritanya ku serang galau. Butuhkan dia untuk maafkan semua. Apapun akan ku lakukan demi dia, karena hanya dia yang mampu buatku bahagia. Kalau bukan cinta, untuk apa ku berkorban Ling-Ling? Meski banyak wanita di dunia seperti Ayu Ting-Ting, maka dari itulah ku minta kau kembali. Asik lagi, enak lagi, lagi. Dupak dupak pacarku Ling-Ling, anak dari Bapak Aming. Hatinya kecewa karena ku main gila.
Ling-Ling, biarlah bulan yang berbicara.
Aduh,
hatiku, seluruh perasaanku, aku cinta padamu Ling-Ling.
Tak
ada yang lain, cuma kau, hanya kau, hanya kau, hanya kau.
Wanita di dunia seperti Ayu Ting-Ting, maka dari itulah ku minta kau kembali. Asik lagi, enak lagi, ha-ah lagi. Kalau bukan cinta, untuk apa ku berkorban Ling-Ling? Meski banyak wanita di dunia seperti Ayu Ting-Ting, maka dari itulah ku minta kau kembali. Asik lagi, enak lagi.
Kita lanjutkan atau tidak? Kita lanjutkan saja, oke?
Tupang di depan, lai, 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 lai.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Saya Cari Batik, which means I'm looking for batik. This conversation happens between Kevin and the clerk. Kevin comes to a clothes store. Let's listen to the conversation.
Cari apa, Pak?
Saya cari batik.
Oh, batik sebelah sini, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Cari apa, which means what are you looking for? Cari batik, which means I'm looking for batik. Oh, batik, which means oh, batik. Sebelah sini pak, which means this way sir. Atasan batik, which means batik top. Silakan, which means please. Pilih, which means choose. Rok, which means skirt. In the conversation, you hear a sentence, Saya cari batik, which means I'm looking for batik. When you want to buy something in a store, you can use a phrase, Saya cari, which means I'm looking for. Then it is followed by an object that you are looking for. You can also use an expression, Saya mau beli, which means I want to buy. That is followed by an object that you want to buy. Let's listen to the other examples of using the expression Saya cari, which means I'm looking for, and Saya mau beli, which means I want to buy. Saya cari atasan batik, ada, which means I'm looking for batik top. Do you have it? Ada, ini pak, silakan pilih. Ada, ini pak, silakan pilih. Which means, yes we do sir, please choose one. Saya mau beli rok batik, which means I want to buy batik skirt. Silakan bu, di sebelah sini, which means, yes please ma'am, this way. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Cari apa, Pak?
Saya cari batik.
Oh, batik sebelah sini, Pak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让真菌胚胎口罩。 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Keindahan Alam by Toto Salmon. As the title means, the beauty of nature, this keroncong song describes a glimpse of the beauty of Indonesia. Indonesia's natural beauty can be seen and enjoyed all the time, starting from the morning till the evening. That beauty is stunning and the pride of its people. That's where the red and white flag stands and glow. Alright listener, this is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song Keindahan Alam. Happy listening!
Suaranya angin.
kebanggaan Indonesia. Sangat mulia. Indah berseri-seri kala datang angin meniup. Lihatlah sang merah putih, kirang melambai.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
antara sawah ladang.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kita telah bersama.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.